Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I heard you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Say what?
Well, good evening out there. How's everybody doing? Today is Think Thursday. And you know, we're going to have some updates, some music, and Miyoshi, what's up, is going to give us some information. But before we get started, I want to put this out there. We're going to do an early Happy Father's Day to all you wonderful fathers out there. And we are celebrating our national holiday that has been signed into law, okay, by President Biden, Juneteenth. Hey, what can I say? The 11th federal holiday. You know, a day of reflection and a day of action. And for those of you who don't understand really what Juneteenth is about, I'll share a little bit with you today. I'm going to run naked in the streets. You know, I don't like to do it, but I'm going to share this with you. Juneteenth is a very day of celebration. It was called the Colored People's Festival way back when it started. Way back, okay? The Emancipation Proclamation was written. And being a Texan, born in Houston, Texas, and my family at this time lives about 25 miles north of Galveston, so there's a definite connection there. But Juneteenth has always been celebrated. I grew up celebrating Juneteenth. Juneteenth is celebrated as connecting people's space and memory. And you know, in the South, you have those storytellers, those aunties and uncles, grandmas, grandpas, that can tell you the story, and you get the full truth of it, just not what somebody want you to hear. I mean, you get the full meat of the deal. You know who you are, where you came from, what it's all about. And most of you take soda. You know, we have a bottle of soda. Well, in the South, we called it soda water. Okay, and we had red soda water. We had red velvet cake. And I would say, why is all this red? And my aunties would say, you know what? That is the memory of the blood of your ancestors. We want you to get it in your soul and keep it there. So those are the type of stories that we have. The Emancipation Park was the first park, the oldest park in Texas. And I played in that park as a young girl. And I'll never forget that There was always water fountains. I know most of you have seen the pictures, but I actually saw the fountains. And it was colored and it was white. But the colored fountain was always nasty and dirty, so I would always drink out the white fountain. So I was having a sip of water, and this gentleman came up behind me, and he said, little N, and I won't tell you what that ant meant. He said, little N, you know you're not supposed to be drinking from that fountain. And I put my hands on my hips and threw my head back and said, you know, N's don't know how to read, no way. And I took off running, okay? You see, I knew that I would be some of that precious fruit hanging on a branch. I had to come up out of there because the blood that was fed to me and the information that was fed to me taught me how to stand up and stand alone. And that's just the way it is. So the Emancipation Park is 10 acres that was purchased in 1872 by four former slaves, okay? And they stood with their backs, and this was a statement, they stood with their backs to slavery and their faces turning to the future with pride. If you look at any pictures of the festivals down there, you see that pride. See, Texans have big, big pride, and they never, never, ever let it go. So I just wanted to share with you about Juneteenth. We're going to celebrate, and there's a lot of celebrations going on here. And it's a national holiday. Guess what? People don't have to work tomorrow. Isn't that remarkable? Juneteenth. So I gave you a little bit of history about it, so I'm going to have to get out tomorrow and find out what's happening on Friday. So we will not be on, but we'll bring you some update on Monday. But before we get started on this show, you know, one of my favorite Argentine poets, the great educator, Amanda Ferrer, said, to the weak, difficulty is a closed door. To the strong, however, it is a door waiting to be opened. Difficulties impede the process of those who are weak. For the strong, however, they are opportunities to open wide the doors to a bright future. Everything is determined by our attitude, by our resolve. Our heart is what matters the most. So when you taught at an early age, a young age, and the blood of your ancestors is flowing through your body, and you remember that, always keep in mind, Juneteenth means celebrating, connecting people, space, and memory. And on that note, we're going to get started with welcoming in to Waking Up with Linda Maxian. I gave you a little bit of history, so it'll be music, update, and then Miyoshi. Enjoy.
Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna sell the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for the truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price to pay. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Found out the hard way one can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Is all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. See the system, make a deal and have no debts to pay. Take it all, I take it all, how to run away. Leave myself, first, last, and first rate. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Is all that you have is your soul. Here I am, I'm waiting for a better day. Second chance, a little luck to come my way. Hope to dream, I hope that I can sleep again. Awake in a world with a clear conscience and clean hands. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat up a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. All that you have is your soul. Oh, my mama told me, 'cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. All that you have. All that you have. All that you have. Is your soul.
Oh,
That's right. It is Think Thursday. I want those brain cells moving through that brain and think about it. You know, as my favorite person always says, and this is my motto, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. Or I'll add my little spin in there, or what you can do. That's my man James Baldwin. I'm going to say this again. If you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. Let's keep on enjoying. Think about it. It's Think Thursday.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na. Da, da, da.
Parks throughout the country. There's Emancipation Park in Jamaica, also in Huntsville, Texas, and Austin, Texas. But the Emancipation Park in Houston is the oldest park, and it was set up in 1872. Okay, and the monument is there. It's a founding monument, and it states the Colored People's Festival, you know, because we used to be colored, and then we became black, and then we became African. But there in the South, it was known as the Color People's Festival, a day of celebration, pride, memory on that. And guess what? It is a national holiday. There's many, many people who don't really understand the meaning of it, but we'll find out about it. It's going to be a lot of celebrations going on, okay? And like I said, I've been doing this since I was a child at an early, early, early age. We always celebrated Juneteenth. And as you branch out and move around and travel and gain wisdom, you know, some of those things are forgotten. But I can never forget because the blood of my ancestors flow through my body. We just learned how to direct it a different way. Hopefully we'll have Miss Miyoshi, what's up, coming on, but she is still celebrating. You know, she graduated, okay? So hopefully she's landing, or she's already landed, or she's still up in the sky. If she gets with us, yes, we'll hear what she has to tell us about leveling up. If not, we will catch her next week. But we're going to keep going here. We love you.
There used to be a gray and tower alone on the sea. Dark side of me, love remained a drum left high enough to feel. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Won't you tell me, is that happy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen? A man can tell me so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that happy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it can be.
Juneteenth here, okay? A national holiday set in, as I said. Coming out of Texas, that red soda water, red velvet cake just reminded us of the blood that flows through our veins from our ancestors. The struggle, the strength, the wisdom. See, I know the true story. And what they say, the truth will set you free. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to get angry because you know the truth. And the truth shall always set you free. And we have Miyoshi, what's up, on the line with us to tell us what's up about leveling up. And Miyoshi, welcome in. I know you are still celebrating. How are you doing?
Hey, Linda. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Linda? How you doing, Wisdom? What's going on? Aloha,
hey.
Everyone.
Hey, Aloha, are you drinking Mai Tais and eating macadamia nuts, or are you here and eating barbecue? Well, you still celebrating. Girl, there's no telling where you are, but we are so glad that you're coming on.
I am out here selling Hana Maui in Hawaii, just relaxing, rejuvenating, getting spiritually fed, just getting to know who I am, renewing myself. That's why tonight's topic is leveling up, because I believe on this trip of mine and bonding and getting to know who I am, I'm leveling up spiritually, mentally, and physically. So I'm just excited about what's new, what I'm coming back to offer from what I have received here, because I have received such a lot. Such I have been enlightened on so many things, to give and to speak truth. So I'm just excited for what's about to happen when I come back home.
Okay.
Tonight's topic is leveling up, and I want everyone to know that leveling up is not something that just happens overnight. It's a process. Mm-hmm. It's a progress. Coming out here has shifted my focus on things. It has, when you go to the eye doctor and he keeps circling that thing and he's making it clearer and clearer, that's coming out here has made it very a vocal point, very, very focused for me and understanding like who I am and changing and renewing myself and being renewed on a vision and being reassured of the vision and having confirmation of the vision and that the vision is still alive and that I just need to be, isolated for a minute, and prepared for what was about to come, because a lot of stuff was coming at me and I need to be taken away and be isolated and like I said, to be refocused, reiterated, go back to the beginning for a minute, and kind of like reflect and sit in the present moment of everything that is going on and actually seeing creation and nature, and having the universe speak back to me and me allowing to actually see my dreams and seeing that I'm manifesting, because look at where I'm at.
Hmm?
I'm in pure heaven and to be relaxed. I'm in pure heaven, Linda. I'm not playing with you, Wisdom. I'm pure heaven, and just really wake up every morning and see the ocean, to see the endless of opportunities and joy and love that I can have, and it's all within my reach. I always say that everything that we need is within our hands, and that's literally. It's up to us to really believe it and to be able to, receive it and take hold of it. So that's exactly where I'm at, and I just want to encourage everyone to believe in yourself and it's okay to be deserving of what life has given you and opportunities and blessings that come your way. Don't miss your opportunities on blessings feeling guilty or feeling ashamed of because it's only for you and not for others. Sometimes things just have to be for you, and that's okay. Because we have to understand, before we can be right and to be right and to help other people level up, we have to have a step up before we can give somebody a step up. This makes sense to me. Coming here and being rejuvenated gives me, number one, the perseverance to come back and to keep going and to keep fighting this war, because it's a battle. It's a battle within self. What I mean? And just the people around and their insecurities and their battles, and they don't know how to control their behavior. But, you know, you have to control it. You know what I mean? So
Yes. It's
a battle. And when I talk about my battle, I'm talking about the battle within my mind. You know what
right.
I mean? You know what I'm saying? So you're dealing with that. And then I'm dealing with other people's insecurities that are just lashing out. And you're just, you know, in the perimeters of their environment, if that makes sense. So
Yes. This
level up is not just about, you know, getting nice things and materializing things. It's really about a real mental and spiritual thing. And literally for me, this wasn't a vacation. I thought I was more so thinking something else. And it literally turned out a different way. You get what I'm saying? You know, actually
Yes. Bonding
with my sister. We never grew up together with my big
Wow. Sister.
The last trip we took, I was 5 years old. My daddy was driving to Vegas. We fought the whole trip. You know what I mean? Now look at us. I'm 34. She's 39. And, you know, the whole time we've been bonding and get to know each other and then really, like, are we twins? Like, you know, because
Yeah. We
mirroring each other and
Yeah. Then
filling each other cups. And then also, like, hold up, like, I've been praying for this and asking for this, and you giving it to me, and, you know, vice versa. And it's just like, wow, just like really bonding and just really getting to know each other, you know. So this trip was all written in design, you know what I mean? And we're not going back the same. And that's
wow.
And that's the crazy part about it. I'm not coming back the same person I left. You know
No. What
I mean? I'm coming back so different. And that's the level up about it. And that's the detachment. I have detached myself from when I left there. I had detached myself clearly from what I was doing. That is all behind me. When I come back, I have my mindset is all new, all new. That's what I'm believing. That's what I'm hoping for. And that's what I'm going to receive, all new. And that's what the leveling up is about. I'm receiving all new. Why? Because I have seen that it is possible and it is endless. And it is out here. And I have seen heaven on earth literally. You know what I mean? So I encourage everyone to believe in yourself. Don't give up. Keep positivity in your life and speak in the manifestations over your life. And the level up is real. It's going to come. It's going to take time. I was reflecting. I think I told my sister earlier. I remember days I was calling, crying, you trying to get a courtesy ride and couldn't get a courtesy ride on the bus stop because I didn't have no money. Now I'm out here looking at the endless opportunities and the beauty of the world, and it's only beginning. You know what I mean? So it's just amazing. It's really just amazing. The level up is beautiful, and the level up, it's coming with some stuff. That's why I'm also going back home, geared up, ready. Like I said before, I'm booted up, suited. I'm ready for it. You know what I mean? I'm ready to cut somebody's head off with my words. You get what I'm saying? Exactly with my words.
Please.
In a soft, calm voice, nice tone. You know what I mean? But
I
you can't play with me.
Okay, I got
you. You know,
so
the level up is real.
You got that vitamin in your system. The vitamin. You have got the vitamin. I saw the beautiful portraits, the pictures, and I was saying, well, wait a minute. Who is this? Are they twins? And I'm saying, no, this is Miyoshi here. And but she looked, wait a minute, who's who? And the beautiful colors and the beautiful, just the ocean. I know it's relaxing there. I know exactly where you are. I understand it. I'm just upset because I'm not there with you. But guess what? Like you say, you have to go get into heaven. You know, I push back on my travels and stuff because I'm trying to get out of here kind of slow. But I understand exactly what you're saying. Now I get the term of the level up. The porches are beautiful. You guys are having a ball. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Is she still eating macadamia nuts and drinking Mai Tais? And the water was so beautiful. But what amazed me, you know, I love colors. And the colors.
Yes.
The colors. That, I mean, did you purchase there or did you purchase here? Those colors are very, like,
We was, like, everything just coordinated, literally. Like, it was divine orchestra. And it will come, I'm like, oh, my God, you just, what? Okay, like, everything was just perfectly designed. We didn't call each other and say, this is what we're wearing. Like I said, everything was like the color. Like, even we were surprised and shocked when we woke up the morning, like, oh, this is what I'm wearing. Like, this is what you wear? Oh, my God. Like, it was just one of those moments. Like I said, everything worked out beautifully, you know, in the midst of chaos and, you know, chaotic and things
going
crazy.
Well, that's when,
like,
it gets worked out. It always gets worked out in that storm.
And everything just went smooth and beautiful, you know, getting here, you know, like, just everything's just beautiful. And I'm just so grateful, so honored, you know, to experience something like this. I would never forget this experience, this moment, this feeling, this opportunity. And I just encourage everyone to continue to believe in yourself, continue to have faith, continue to be encouraged, you know, continue to believe in truth. You know, just stay strong on what you believe in. Stay rooted into what you believe in, and everything's going to come for you. Trust me. You know, I've been where you were, getting, you know, insecurity, self-doubt, and thinking these things are not going to work, or, just wanting people's opinions, you know, to direct
mm-hmm.
my life. No.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly who I am. I know exactly who the Creator has called me to be. I know exactly the vision and purpose He gave me, so I'm going to run it exactly the way that me and Him discussed. Nobody else was at that meeting. Okay? So that's just how I'm going to rule my life, and I'm going to continue to wake up every morning and be positive and allow what has already been written play and unfold right in front of my eyes, literally, and continue to do my work and continue to be, you know, the best version of who I have been called to be.
Wow. Miyoshi, what's up, what's up, what's up? Drinking, eating macadamia nuts in that beautiful ocean with them palms. I said, look at that, and that's I got my favorites. But I was trying to figure out, who is this? That my spirit sister. Are they twins? I know about this. Look at this. It was like you couldn't really, you know, there's a difference there, but it's really not a difference there. And there's that one outfit. That one outfit, that yellow one, you know, that long cover with the split up the side.
Yes.
When you get back to L.A., you can just deposit that right on over here.
Okay,
okay.
I'm going to deposit it right to you, Linda. No problem. I got you.
My birthday, I said, that is, all of us beautiful, you know, the colors, but I'm so excited for you. I feel you. We love you, because when you bring it, you always bring it real. You always come only from you, which is coming from your heart and what you feel. We're not like, what do we call, dictators or authority. You just say what you're saying, and I'm so glad to hear that you're having a ball there. I wasn't sure. I said, Miyoshi is traveling. I don't know if she's in the sky, if she's landing, if she's here.
I have to come and speak to my people on Thursday, Linda. You know
I
have to come speak to my people. And
all the way from Hawaii, girl.
We love
you.
All the way from Hawaii, you guys. I love you guys. I want to tell my ladies to keep your head up, lips closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Peace and blessings.
We love you. Tell your sister we love her and bring me back to macadamia nuts. See you when you return. Oh, I love you, Miyoshi. Enjoy yourself.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Reflection on the water, more
waking up with Linda McGann.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jim and Jeff.
Love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.